Thank you, girls. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ephesians chapter 2. If you need a paper, hold your hand up. We'll need the paper that says, bold letters, Ephesians 2, 1. There'll be a front and a back to it. All right, a front and a back to it. If you need one, hold your hand up. Jennifer Mace needs one up here, Sherlann. Clark need one. All right. Ephesians chapter 2. Well, we weren't here last week. We appreciate Brother Rick filling in for us. So just couldn't get here. And I wanted to, but I just couldn't do it. All right. But I try not to miss. And but I'm glad I'm able to be here tonight. I hope that you're seeing how much they are in these scriptures. It's not just read it and be done with it, but it is dissecting every word. It is every phrase, the great truth, doctrinal truth that is there, the blessing that is there, the commas that separate the phrases, the grammar that gives us the blessings of God, the tense of the verbs. Past tense and present tense. Listen, the Bible is true when it says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. By not every word, not words or thoughts or intentions, but by every word. We need to see that. Everybody needs to see that. And there's deception in the land because of that, and the evil one does that. And we know that. But I ain't giving him no credit. People believe what they want to believe. I'll just go ahead and say that. We might be deceived, but people still believe what they want to believe. And warfare is real. All right, everybody got a paper? Everybody all right? All right, let's pray together, can we? Father, I come just now, and you've warmed my heart. You always will. Lord, if I'll come in and with that intention for you to speak to me, and if I come in with the intention to worship and to praise and for you to speak to me, then I will not go home disappointed. But I won't go home that way tonight. I thank you. Hallelujah. What a Savior at Calvary and kneel at the cross. And these songs are wonderful. Then how deep your love for us. Thank you so much for all that. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you that people will request us to pray. And Lord, we can't do a thing but give it to you. We can't fix nobody. But boy, you're fixing us. And Lord, we just go ahead and thank you now for what you're going to do. Lord, I pray tonight. Lord, I pray especially for Stephanie and Gary there at the hospital and Rick and Beth. Lord, I pray that this would be the night that thy sweet Holy Spirit will speak to them in such a way that their eyes will be opened and they'll call on you to save them. Lord, I pray, oh God, for mercy tonight for them too, just this evening. Lord, we're going to thank you and praise you for it all now. Clear our minds. Help us to praise you through the scripture. Help us to teach and preach as you see fit. And may you be the one that's magnified tonight. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2. Let's read down through verse 10 tonight. Ephesians chapter 2, and we'll read down through verse 10. It said, And you, think about that, and you, hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had, now think about that, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now we'll stop there for tonight anyway, and we're going to go back now to the middle here. Now we give you what we could in verse 1, and then we started on verse 2 week before last, and we didn't get to finish it. So look there in the middle of your paper. The paper we're looking at now, the bold print, Ephesians 2:1 is up the top of it. Everybody got the right paper. All right, drop down to where it says verse 2, wherein you walked according to the course of this world. Now, if we read the scripture, it says, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world. Now, what we told you week before last was just how lost we was. And we went over in to try to show, and can I give you a really fast recap? We were completely deceived by Satan. We had no spiritual life. We were unaware of our deadness. We were disobedient children, which means we were the sons of the disobedient one. We had his nature, speaking of the disobedient one, and we had his character. And one of our first behaviors is disobedience. Every child has to be taught to obey. We disobey naturally. You think about that. The fall of man is so complete, we have no natural desire to obey the gospel. We walked according to the world. This is why God says not to love the world after we are saved, because that's our past. Then we're not to go back to the past. This is what we were now. We followed the path of the world, all equally lost with all the world, all headed the same direction, all having the same destination, and Satan is included in that destination as well. Our role model was sinners. If you remember, before you was lost, your role models was the people that was doing the things you wanted to do and maybe couldn't. You seen somebody drinking a beer. Well, when I get old enough, I'm going to drink a beer. When somebody smoking, they said, well, when I get old enough, I'm going to sneak behind the barn and smoke a cigarette. And all the, our heroes normally when growing up were not people of the church, they were people of the world. Why? Because that's the only thing we knew inside. So our role models was sinners before us. Even our parents and grandparents, we relish, if you want to use that word, it's a big word for me, but we enjoy the stories of when they were unsaved. Do we not? And even now we'll gloat about it, which is ungodly. Because that's what we were. Everybody understand? All right, so our role models were sinners before us. Our desires were sins we enjoyed daily. And our goals were sins we hadn't done yet. But we're planning on them. That's how lost we was. You think about that. Our pleasure was centered on ourselves. Or how we could be on top, just like Satan. We were all led by the same spirit. All our hearts were dark. We were darkness, not just in darkness, and we were all on the broad way that leads to destruction. Now, that's what we was, everybody the same. Now, we look back here to verse 2, and it says, wherein you walked according to the course of this world. The spirit of this world is all we knew. People say, well, they're good. Listen, lost people ain't good people. Lost people ain't good people. They may have done you a good turn, but you better watch your back. They're evil. Now, listen to me. Everybody look at me. Lost people are evil. Little kids that's lost are evil. Old people that's lost are evil. I don't care how good they was to your family. If they're lost, they're of the wicked one. And if we'll get people lost, we might learn to get them saved. But we can't get them lost. It ain't no wonder they're not lost themselves. Because we keep telling them how good they are. They ain't. I don't know if everybody believes that or not. For in time past you walked according to the course of this world. Alright? Think about that. The spirit of the world is all lost people know. That's it. They don't know nothing else. They don't know nothing about the Spirit of God. They don't know nothing about the meanings of things in the Scripture. They cannot, because the Bible is spiritually discerned. So they don't know the Bible. They may know the words and be able to quote the words, but they don't know the meanings because the Bible is spiritually discerned. Everybody understand that? Now, let's keep looking. We're still on verse 2. You thought the week before last was all verse 2. That was just the first part, wherein in time past. That was all whole lesson just on that phrase. Okay? But now let's look on. This spirit of the world always shows rebellion, always, and a hostile attitude toward God. Lost people are not on God's side. They're against God. That's why they're lost. They're against God. If you're unsafe tonight, you're against God. You don't love God. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, you don't love God's people, and you don't love God's word, and you don't love the things of God. You may go along with it, but you don't love it. Oh, everybody got me now? Think about that. And I got wrote down there, we were just plumb mean, and that's just about as easy as you can say it. We did plumb mean, plumb through. Our thoughts were evil continually. The imaginations of our heart was wicked. Our deeds were wicked, our plans was wicked, our past was wicked, our future was wicked. We dreamed wicked, we lived wicked. Regardless of how moral the world would grade us, the Scripture tells us that we were of the wicked one. Okay? Now this world, alright, think about this, now is a sworn enemy of God because the world's prince is Satan. Do we understand that? And Satan is a sworn enemy of God. Everything that Satan does is against God. When God comes up with shows us this, then Satan brings in a counterfeit. Every time God gives us a word, Satan brings a counterfeit. Every time. God gives a promise, Satan gives a counterfeit. God shows himself as a Trinity, as a triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. In the last there in Revelation, you'll see that we have the beast and the false prophet and the evil one. He'll bring even a Trinity in the same way. Everything that God tries to show, he's the wicked one. Now, that's who we were like. That's who we... Do you understand how lost you was?
Yeah, right.
Think about this now. That's how lost we was. Now, we followed the pattern and desires of the world. It says, where in time past you walked, we conducted ourselves according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Not just the world system, but the he-devil himself. That's how we conducted ourselves. Do we understand? That's how lost we was. That's why the only thing that could redeem us was that the Creator would come down and put on a robe of flesh and shed His divine sinless blood to redeem fallen man. That was the only way. We had no good works to offer. That's why man can't be saved by good works, because we have no good works to offer. Because all of our good works is filthy rags. So there's no good works over. That's why we were helpless, hopeless. But God.
Amen.
But God. Amen. Think about that. That's why all glory goes to Him. I got so excited yesterday. Miss Pat was praising the Lord and wanted to thank everybody for prayers and prayer works, and it does work. But can I tell you why Richard McClung got saved and why them two men last night got saved? That the Lamb that was slain received glory for His suffering.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yes.
Huh? Are we still okay? Now, we followed the pattern and desires of the world. Our lifestyles were not of God. All right? There's people today that put on suit and ties, get behind the pulpit, but they portray a messenger of God. But yet the scripture even tells us that even the Satan's ministers will transform themselves into angels of light even. Why? Because they're wicked in their heart. Okay? Does everybody understand that? We still okay? Now, it says, according to the prince of the power of the air. All right? Now, there's many spirits. There's only one spirit of God. There's only one spirit of God. The same Holy Spirit that resides in my heart, if you're saved, He resides in your heart. There's only one Holy Spirit. But there's many evil spirits.
Yes.
And the Bible warns us to try the spirits to see which one is of God.
Yeah.
All right? Now, if you go through the Bible and you'll read about when the demons was cast out of the maniac of Gadara.
Yeah.
All right? They was many. He said, my name is Legion, for we are many, he said. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. We are many. They had a whole herd of swine that the Lord put them out in, and then a herd of swine. Not one pig, but there was enough to go around for a whole herd of swine.
Yeah.
All right? So there's many spirits, okay, but only one of God. All right? And this is our influence. This is a lost person's influence. Satan and many, many demons fill the air. Satan is the prince and power of the air. And the demons, the spirits of the evil one, they live in the air, if you would. They move inside of lost people. They live inside of lost people.
Yes.
Right? More than one. They live in, where Marvin Smith done some of the greatest teaching on the demons and the evil spirits when he was here on spiritual warfare. And that's where we get the principalities I believe this with all my heart, that communities have different head demons, if you would. Cause you got some communities that are big on liquor, and you got some communities that's big on prostitution or sex and adulteries. And then you got some communities that's big on drugs, and then you got some that's got big on all of it.
Yeah.
All right? Everybody understand that?
Yeah.
You got some that's the prince and power of the air.
Yeah.
All right? And that's the influence. Now, I got wrote there on the paper so you could think about it. You feel the wind when it blows?
Yeah.
You feel it, do you not?
Yeah.
Now, it affects you. The harder the wind blows, the more that it affects you. Everybody understand that? That's the way the power of the air works. The power of the wind. Can I tell you that the power of the evil one, we can feel the resistance. If you're saved, you cannot be filled in a demon field. All right? You cannot be. But you'll sure feel the effects of it. Just like the wind blows, your house might be solid, but you'll hear the wind blowing. Huh? It'll shake a house. It'll rattle the tin. It'll rattle the windows. Are you listening to me? And it's the same way that we're fought when we try to do something for God. There's resistance there because of the prince and power of the air. There's resistance there. But we that are saved just feel the resistance.
Yeah.
But those who are not saved is the kite in the wind that's taken off and controlled.
Right.
Everybody understand that?
Yeah.
Every lost person, every lost person is controlled that way. Hmm? Yeah, but that's my grandson. So they're evil. That's my baby boy. He's evil. That's my pretty little girl. She's evil. Without God, they're all evil. Without God, we were evil. Huh? We were evil. Everybody understand that? But we feel the influence. Do you believe that tonight?
Yes.
You understand that tonight? All right? And can I tell you that even after we're saved, we'll listen? We'll listen to the voices of evil. We'll listen to the lies of the evil one. You ever been lied to by the evil one? He ever mess with your mind? Huh? You ever speak things in your mind? Says nobody loves you. Nobody cares about you. You're worthless. You're doless. You can't do this. Nobody wants you. Just stay home. Nobody wants you. Find you a hole to crawl in. Nobody misses you when you're gone. Nobody desires you to be a friend. Do you not ever hear them? Where do you think it? That ain't the Holy Ghost voice. The Holy Ghost voice says, come unto me, come unto me, come unto me. The evil voice says, get away. Don't read your Bible. Don't pray. Don't witness. Don't testify. That's who you argue with. Do you not understand that's who you argue with when the lost person comes in front of you and something swells up inside of you that you need to witness and you don't? It's because of the voices that you heard that come against you and it was the wind blowing and the influence of the evil one.
That's right.
Do you not understand that? That it is warfare, that it's not a game, that being a Christian is not a game, that being saved is not some magical thing, but it's a divine work of a holy God and makes us new and fills us on the inside and gives us the power over this tonight. He saves us from the penalty of sin. Hallelujah! I'm saved from the penalty of sin, but He moves in my heart that I'm saved from the power of sin and someday, after a while, I'll be saved from the presence of sin. And no more, it'll all be eradicated and done away with. And I'll be in the presence of a holy God around His throne.
Amen.
Think about that. But I'm in Christ now. And it's wonderful to be in Christ. All right? Now the spirit of this world is explained. Let's start with John 12. Not trying to mess with Rick's teaching on Sunday. He'll be there before you know it. John 12. Let's look at John 12. Let's look at verse 31. Just want to show you where the evil one's at. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. That prince of this world, we're talking about that evil one. Everybody understand that tonight? Now look over at 1 Little John. 1 Little John, chapter 2. Everybody understand me tonight? 1 Little John, chapter 2. And we're going to read 15 and 16 there together. We're going to start to read down through 17. All right? Now the spirit of this world is explained here, and that's why he tells us not to love the world. Let's look here. Love not the world. Verse 15. Everybody there? 1 John 2:15. Love not the world. Now that don't mean trees and rocks and frogs and deer and bear, turkeys and squirrels and dogs and cats. That ain't what that's talking about. It's talking about the world system and the world things that is against God. The animal life is for God. They obey God. The birds and the bees and the flies and the gnats and all that, they obey mosquitoes, they obey God. They do what they're supposed to do. All right? It's mankind that's evil. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We don't go back to what we saved out of. We're not to love what he saved us from. Huh? We okay? Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So we understand that this spirit is in that lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. Right? That's what we were. That's what everybody was. Everybody. Every sinner is the same. Now look at me tonight. Every sinner is equal as far as lostness goes, but there are some worse sinners than others. That's how come hell is going to be hotter for some than it is for others.
Right.
All right? But when God saves you, he saves you equally, because when the sinner comes to Calvary, the ground's level. And there's no big I's or little U's when you come to Christ, and he saves you the same, whether you be a little young sinner or a big old hard rock sinner, as we call them. Can I tell you, the ground's level, and the same salvation washes us clean as white as snow for time and eternity.
Amen.
Huh? Is that not wonderful? Huh? I mean, that's why we can sing, and to me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. Hey, is he not?
Yeah.
Huh? Now, let's look on. Now, we're still in. Let's go back to Ephesians. Everybody okay? We'll get out of verse 2 here in a minute if we can. Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power there, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Now, like I say, this is more than just a disobedient child. We were the sons of the disobedient one in nature.
Yes.
All right? Because, and we show that at birth. We show that as little kids. That we have to be taught to obey. Huh? Nobody has to be taught to disobey. And the older we get, the more we look around to see if somebody's looking, so called we want to disobey. Huh? Do we not? We're saved and we still drive on the road wanting to disobey. Because we're looking to see at intersections, see if there's a little blue light special over going, getting ready to get on. Do we not? But why? Why do we do that? Because of the influence of the evil one. Are you hearing me? The Holy Ghost does not tempt us to sin. Are you hearing me? The Holy Ghost don't lead me to sin. The Holy Ghost don't make provisions for me to sin and then, well, I'm going to let them sin so they can repent. The Lord don't do that. Now, he'll allow us to repent, yes, maybe. He may take us out when we do wrong. He just might. You say, well, it has to be something big. Show me that in Scripture. Give me that in Scripture and verse. Maybe it's some little thing. Maybe he just tired of it. You've heard about that. Well, that's the straw that broke a camel's back. It wasn't the load that's been on there. It was that last little straw. Huh? Maybe the load wasn't very heavy. And are you following me? We better not make provision for the flesh. Did I read it somewhere in the Scripture? Where it says not to make provision for the flesh? Huh? I think I read that in my Bible somewhere. Well, what is that talking about? For the desires of my flesh. Is everybody following me tonight? I'm trying to get you to understand how lost we was, maybe how lost you are.
Yeah.
Huh? Everybody understand that?
Yeah.
It's one or the other. What you were, what you are.
Right.
Huh? Are we still okay?
Yeah.
Now, our nature was to disobey all God had, and we're not taught to be sinners. We are sinners naturally.
Right.
All right? We're taught that we don't have to be taught to disobey. We do that naturally. Listen, we have no natural interest in obeying the gospel. This is why the Holy Spirit, came to reprove the world of sin.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit came to draw us and convict us, to show us, to open our eyes that we can see our lost condition, to draw us to Christ. That's the work of an almighty God in every unbeliever.
Right.
Every unbeliever. The Holy Spirit convicts and draws every unbeliever. Are you hearing me? And they'll have to either follow him or not. That's the choice that God has given man. All right? I know that's hard on our Calvinist friends, but that's just the way the scripture is. All right? Hey, the Holy Spirit exposes to us what we are. Turn to John chapter 16. Is everybody okay? John chapter 16. John chapter 16. Let's start here, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. Now this is Jesus speaking. Remember what we told you? What we give you? You may remember the quote I gave you Sunday night. You may remember the quote I gave you Sunday night. Huh? You may remember? Huh? Y'all killing me. The quote I gave you Sunday night. Truth is not what I believe. Truth is what God says. Truth is not what I believe. It don't matter.
Right.
Huh? Truth is the word of God. God's word is true. Verse 7, John chapter 16, verse, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. This is what the Lord said. This is true. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you.
Yeah.
And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
Yeah.
Of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Everybody understand? That's the work of the Lord. Let's go to John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verse 44. John chapter 6, Big John chapter 6, verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Well, people say, well, that says the Father. Yeah, and the Bible also says in John chapter 4 that God is a spirit, and you must worship him in spirit and truth. And we're talking about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And there's got to be a work of God, a drawing of God. People don't get saved. Well, I think I'll just get saved today. It'll be a good day. Sun's shining, and I can remember that. No. It says the Holy Spirit. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. It's the work of the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
That steals the Bible. Now, I tell you, and men boys talked about this before, a lot of that preached against anymore.
Yes.
And it's easy believism. Let me tell you something. You don't get saved when you want to. It's not your work. Huh? You don't come and make God a deal, and you don't barter with God at the altar. You come as a broken sinner, admitting that you're a sinner, and calling on a living God to save you.
Yes.
That's the only way salvation comes. And he does it.
Yeah, he does.
And when he does it, it's forever.
Amen.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Ain't that wonderful?
Yeah.
I mean, what he does is wonderful. Let's look in John chapter 6. Let's look down to verse 65. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except that we're given unto him of my Father. That's that drawing, it's that working. The working of God. See, everybody look at me tonight. You're not so wonderful, needed. God, you got so much gifts and so much to offer that God just can't wait. No! God don't forgive you for you. He don't forgive me for me. But God forgive me for Christ's sake. And the Father is satisfied with the Son. And the Son pleased the Father. And when I take the Son, hey, the Father takes me.
Amen.
Huh? Think about that.
Yes.
That's salvation tonight.
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
It ain't no simpler. I don't know how to make it any simpler. I don't know how to make it any plainer. Huh? Think about that. Are we still okay? Look in Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. See, they're so much involved in every little piece of a verse, you can't run through it. We're talking about the children of disobedience. Now, look here, Romans 3. Look at verse 9. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Now look at verse 11. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Their throat. That's all of these. That's all unsaved. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. That's lost people. That's lost. Turn to Isaiah 53. Everybody get that? Isaiah 53. And let's just go ahead and start at verse 1. We're speaking of Christ here in Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report, and to whom the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up, speaking of Christ, he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was not afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. Thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. Huh? God was satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. I want you to understand that all of us were equally lost. All of us was equally away from God. All of us were unsaved, and the sins of every man was put on Christ, and God was satisfied with what Christ done for me and you tonight. That's how lost we were. Think about that. Now back to Ephesians. Back to Ephesians. Everybody still with me? Back to Ephesians. Now again, the Holy Spirit, that's the work of God. That's the work of God. Now, let's drop on down to verse 3. We're going to get old verse 2. Man, there's a lot in verse 2, isn't it? Now, let's go ahead and read verse 2, and then we'll hit verse 3 then. Wherein in time past you walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. All right? Now, we all had our way, and what we done, we was fulfilling, our life was fulfilling the lust of our flesh. Well, what is the lust of the flesh? Let's go back to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Are we all there? Everybody with me? Galatians chapter 5. All right, let's look at verse 17. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now look at verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, or comes forth, or shown, all right, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Right? Them are all sexual sins. Everybody understand that? That's why it's important that we teach the young girls and the young boys to be pure and not touch a girl until you're married. Amen. And girls, that you don't touch a man until you're married.
Amen.
Does everybody hear me? It's not okay. It's not okay to pat on the back sex before marriage, babies before marriage. It's not okay. It's not okay. But we're determined to sweep it under the rug and pat everybody on the back and say, oh, I'm happy for you. Why? Why Why are you happy for sin? Do you do that down to when somebody gets drunk and wrecks? Boy, I swear I'm glad you wrecked. About killed yourself and you got drunk. I swear I'm glad you puked all over yourself. I'm happy for you. Are we okay? I'm just telling you, we better pay attention to what we're doing.
Right. Amen, preacher.
Huh? Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these? Adultery. That ain't right. Fornication. It ain't right. Uncleanness and lasciviousness. The filth that comes with it. Sex outside of marriage is dirty. But the bed is not defiled.
Yes.
Verse 20. Idolatry. Witchcraft. Hatred. Variance. Emulations. Wrath. Strife. Seditions. Heresies. Envyings. Murders. Drunkenness, revelings, and in case anything was left out, it says, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's what it said. That's just what it says. That's us. That's our flesh. That's without Christ. That's our flesh without Christ. Everybody understand that? All right, our behavior, our conduct, it's the whole part of actions, our habits, our choices that shows a person's life. This is how lost we was. Think about that. We were by nature under God's judgment, as all men are without Christ. You understand it? That's why it's so important that we get our people saved, because they're under the judgment of God now. They're not going to be. See, we got this in our mind that, well, somewhere way out in the future, they'll be standing before God and be guilty. No, they're guilty now. They're under the judgment of God now. They're under the wrath of God now. They're perishing now. They're lost now. They're unsaved now. And if they die now, to hell they'll go.
That's right.
Think about that. I mean, this thing is serious tonight. Huh? And it was just like that with our parents and our grandparents. And when we think of wrath, the full judgment of God, where there's no hope. Without Christ, there's no hope. In Christ alone, my hope is found. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Huh? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Are we okay tonight? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 10. It says, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath of God. Man, when you get saved, you're delivered from that wrath. It no more on you, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Huh? But before you're saved, then you are already under the wrath of God. Now listen to me now. I'm going to make a statement, and some of y'all may think I'm a plumb fool. I'm so saved. I'm so saved tonight. Listen to me. I'm so saved tonight. In God's eyes, I'm at the throne now. Because I'm in Christ. But people are so lost now. They're already under the wrath of God in hell. They're that lost. People are that lost. They're not almost lost. They're not almost unsaved. They're completely lost and completely unsaved, completely under the wrath of God, needing Jesus. And that's where we come in, to tell them the story of how we was saved, received Christ, and headed to glory. Huh? I don't know. Some of y'all may know old Butch Pino down at Saturday Road. Old Butch's boy, Chris, I reckon. Butch used to get under the church when Dennis was down there pastoring. He'd crawl under the church during service, crawl under the church to listen to Dennis preach. He wouldn't come in the church house, but he'd crawl under the church and listen to the gospel preached. And old Butch finally got saved. You knew Chris got saved, didn't you? Did you know Chris got saved? Chris got saved. They baptized him 2 Sundays ago down on Golly. Huh? Cold as it was 2 Sundays ago. He said, I can't wait. I can't wait. Testified Sunday morning. Testified Sunday morning. He said, all I know, y'all know who I was. He said, I was still breaking your house, get shot, done this, done that. He said, but God changed me. He said, what else do I do? And they said, just keep telling that everywhere you go. And that's all we can do tonight. That's what we're here for, is to tell what glory that God has done in our heart tonight. Huh?
Amen.
Ain't that wonderful? That's just what Jesus does. That's what Jesus is. Are we still okay? Now I'll give you one more verse and we'll quit. Supposed to snow Friday. We may not see you Sunday, so we never know. Huh? Can we go to verse 12? Ephesians 2, verse 12. That at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Hey!
See you Sunday.